thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Karen Williams continues, to function successfully as a team, each person needs to be trained in understanding how the others function. That's the only way they'll be able to communicate, as they all speak completely different languages. The visionary has to become the cheerleader, holding the vision out before the people over the entire lifetime of the implementation stage so they can remember why they're doing what they're doing. They have to understand that the process person and the task person have different measures for their own success, and they must acknowledge progress and milestones with praise and celebration. The process person has to be able to encourage the visionary that through the processes their vision will be accomplished. And they also have to encourage the task person that each and every task is imperative to the success of the completed vision, and that performing tasks according to the defined processes is critical for success. Likewise, the process person and the task person must realize that the visionary needs encouragement via responses that demonstrate their support for the vision. The visionary can't lead without this understanding. The process person can't serve or lead without this understanding, and the task person can't serve without this understanding. There are different measurables for each person, allowing them to consider themselves a success in his or her particular role. And of course, the key is placing the right gift in the right role, communicating its value to the entire team, and constantly supporting it privately and publicly. This is why Paul wrote to his team, "Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God." That's Understanding Each Other's Gifting, Part 2 from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.